Social Democrat leader Yuri Barubek is flying to Moscow on Wednesday together with several other key members of his party. On the agenda will be proposed U.S. missile defense system in Central Europe, which both Russia and the Social Democrats oppose. But the Czech government is in favor of the country hosting a U.S. radar base and has accused the opposition Social Democrats of pursuing a potentially damaging alternative foreign policy. Dominic Yuen reports.
Last month, Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek went on an official visit to Syria. The visit was touted as simply a study and information exercise, with Mr. Paroubek stating, "We want to learn the thinking of the people who are not our political friends." Yet despite such insistences, many criticized the Social Democratic leadership for supposedly contradicting Czech and European foreign policy. Now, Mr. Paroubek is undertaking a 4-day trip to Russia. I asked political analyst Petr Just to explain the controversy.
The foreign affairs was one of very few fields where coalition and opposition, with exception of communists, always had less or more similar opinions and were less or more supporting each other. So this is for the first time when we witnessed from the side of non-communist opposition political party as it's doing its own foreign policy, as it's highly criticizing the current government. Maybe it's done by the fact that the government is putting some foreign policy issues on the top of political agenda, like the radar station, and since it becomes one of the most hot political issues, therefore it becomes also an issue where coalition on one side and opposition on the other side are actually fighting on a political field.
The main stated reason for the Russia trip is to bolster ties with the left of center and pro-Putin Fair Russia Party. But the controversial U.S. missile defense system will also be on the agenda. Social Democrat Speaker of the Lower House, Lubomir Zaoralek, has stated that neither American nor Russian military forces should be located on Czech soil. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has strongly criticized the Social Democrats for what he calls a dangerous alternative foreign policy that is unprecedented in the democratic history of the country. The visit is being financed by the Social Democratic Party, which has allotted 300,000 crowns to cover the cost. And what about the facts that members of opposition parties in other countries make similar visits? Petr Just again.
Actually, their explanation that other democratic countries are communicating with, for example, Syria or other countries that Mr. Paroubek is visiting, is actually quite rational. But on the other side, there are notices that Czech official foreign policy did not know about the intention of Social Democrats coming to these countries, and maybe the Social Democrats should first consult their step with our official diplomacy. Mr. Paroubek has no constitutional function. He is just a member of parliament without any chairmanship or vice chairmanship of any parliamentary committee. So therefore, he is traveling as the leader of party delegation, and therefore I would see his activities as purely party activities.
That was political analyst Petr Just talking there to Dominic Yuen about the latest initiative by opposition leader Jiří Paroubek.